designated global terrorist group following weeks of missile and drone strikes on international shipping in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. A senior U.S. administration official told reporters, briefing on the condition of anonymity ahead of the official announcement, quote, "We cannot sit idly by and watch what the Houthis are doing in the Red Sea and not recognize their actions for what they are." But the official added the U.S. is taking steps to ensure that the designation does not harm efforts to help Yemen's civilian population, where the United Nations estimates 24 million people are at risk of starvation. Iran claims Monday evening attacks on Syria and Iraq were targeting terrorist groups and Israeli intelligence, but Iraqi officials say there were no militant or foreign intelligence bases among the targets, where missile strikes killed four people and wounded at least six others. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul with Halan Akoy in the village of Mala Omar outside Erbil in Iraq's Kurdistan region.
Iran says it also hit Islamic State targets in Syria in retaliation for a bombing in Kerman, Iran, that killed nearly 100 people early this month. Local officials in Syria say an unused medical clinic was hit, according to the Associated Press. In Mala Omar, locals say the conflict in the Middle East appears to be expanding well beyond the fight between Israel and Hamas, and there is rising concern that there will soon be no safe place to hide from the war. U.S. officials in Iraq call the attacks reckless, saying they would undermine Iraq's stability. Heather Murdoch in Istanbul with Halan Akoy in Mala Omar in the Kurdistan region of Iraq, VOA News.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Iceland's president said the country is battling, quote, tremendous forces of nature after molten lava from a volcano in the island's southwest consumed several houses in the evacuated town of Grindavík. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Scientists said although the eruption appeared to be dying down, it was still too soon to declare the danger completely over. The eruption from a volcano on Iceland's peninsula is the second in less than a month and signals the awakening of a long-dormant volcanic system. In 2010, the eruption of a volcano in Iceland spewed clouds of ash into the atmosphere and disrupted transatlantic air travel for months. However, this time experts say the latest eruption isn't expected to release large amounts of ash into the air, and operations at Keflavik Airport are continuing as normal, according to authorities. I'm Karen Shamas.
The United States, South Korea, and Japan conducted combined naval exercises involving an American aircraft carrier in their latest show of strength against nuclear-armed North Korea. The three allies' senior diplomats were to meet in Seoul to discuss the deepening standoff with Pyongyang. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been on a provocative run of weapons testing and threats. At Pyongyang's rubber stamp parliament this week, Kim declared that North Korea would abandon its long-standing commitment to a peaceful reunification with South Korea, citing what he described as Seoul's hostility. President Biden is set to host congressional leaders at the White House today as Capitol Hill struggles to reach a deal on more U.S. aid for Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Republicans insist the president's emergency aid request for Ukraine, Israel, and other security needs must be paired with their own demands for border security.
It better begin by defending America's national security.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's among those invited today to the White House, where spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says it'll be an all-important meeting, which comes as bipartisan Senate negotiators work toward a deal that could satisfy the GOP.
That is, we believe, is headed in the right direction, the right track.
Senate Chief Chuck Schumer says passing the supplementals one of the hardest things the chamber's done in a long time, but must be done.
At stake is the security of our country.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Delicate talks to create a new Dutch government around an anti-Islam firebrand Geerwilders suffered a setback when a lingering immigration issue divided the parties involved in brokering a coalition. People's Party for Freedom and Democracy senators threw their support behind legislation that could force municipalities to house asylum seekers. The lower house of parliament already has approved the plan, known as the, quote, distribution law, that aims to more fairly spread thousands of asylum seekers around the country. Wilders is a fierce critic of the legislation. He told reporters that, quote, we have a problem. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.